KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. KO4NNH. Mr. Fred. Go ahead there, Fred. Up there in Kentucky. Does anyone need any feels on Fred's announcement? You got it, Fred. I hope you have a good turnout with the food drive for those folks up there and for the tornado victims up there in Kentucky. I do appreciate you doing that and you and your buddies. Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And folks, if there's any new fans out there, if you don't know exactly how the swap net works, I don't really do this often enough. But when we go through the roll call, if you'll just let me know that you have something that you are wanting to sell, buy, swap, or trade, or looking for or whatnot, that way I can come back to you and get you in the swap net book. Let's see here. Got a bunch of pre-net check-ins tonight. We'll run through those, and then we'll go on to the rest of the other check-ins. At W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI. That's Miss Isla, you're up Trapper's Rest. And KO4ULP is Mr. Alexander. He's up in Traveler's Rest. And KO4RMM is Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. KI4LZI is Mr. Andy at the Table Rock. N4WRO is Mr. Bill, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. WG4MC is Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K4OIM. Mr. Walt, he's up there at Inman. Got too many KO calls. I get ahead of myself. That's K4OIM. I'll get that out straight in a minute. But we got Walt. Then we have K04OLK. It's Mr. Stephen over in Greer. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty, he's over in Moore. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel down in Prosperity. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Liberty. And I think that's all of the pre-net check-ins. Appreciate all those folks using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. And now we'll go to Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4MKH, checking in from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm negative and negative tonight, but I will stay around for the swap meet. Thank you for calling the net there, Gary.
I would like to say good evening to W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, and he checked in earlier and made an announcement, so we got him in the log already. We'll go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig. And a daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. To Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, and we'll be in and out tonight, Gary.
Who is? Oh, Gary, please check in KG4PFI, Don. KG4QLQ, Linda. And where we're at. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be listening.
AI4DOS. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Say hey to Miss Joy. Thanks for calling the net.
KK4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, up there in Campobello. And his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's also up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello. And Chad, you should be getting an email from Steve. He sent out a email to the VEs for this upcoming Saturday. And he had your email incorrect. I sent him a message and told him what to do to get your email straightened out, and I'm sure he will. But tell Miss Anna we said hello, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don. That's my big old tall buddy, Don. And his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat, and I will relay your message to Joy. Additional stations, M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango. This is KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks a lot.
Say good evening to KX4MT, Mr. Mike over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. We'll move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
for DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, Scale 4 QOG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
DOS. Again, Whiskey November for Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a pair of Chris's tonight at KO4QLG. That's my buddy Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Chris, got those items all ready to head your way when we can get together. I'll get that out in a minute. But it's all ready to taken care of. Also like to say good evening to WN4S. Another Mr. Chris, but he's in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You must be on HT. You're a little bit scratchy, but we got you in the log. Thank you for being with us tonight. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is Kilo November 4, Victor Yankee, Allen. I'm Mobile in Malden, and I'll be in and out. Have a good evening, 73. No traffic. No queue.
Good evening to KN4VVY, Mr. Allen. Mobile down there in Malden tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight out. Allen, you be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip, and you be careful. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Corner to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. And Gary, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative and negative. And good evening to all.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
K4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Kurt, I thought you had changed your call sign there for a few minutes. I had a pre-check-in. It was a KO4RMM. He's also over in Greenville. But you spell your name different. So that's a good thing. I keep you in now. Appreciate you being with us. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but I'll hang around for the swap net.
For DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
Well, yeah, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Minister Patrick up there at Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, Minister Harry up there at Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4FHJ, Minister Gene, he's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4HXP Earl and Trevor Fred. I'll be negative, negative.
Say good evening. KK4HXB, Mr. Earl up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hadn't heard you in a while. Glad to hear you back on the air again. All righty, we'll move on up to the very patient group on a Wednesday night. That's India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll be listening on that swap net. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all. You being with us tonight there, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she was in there watching the Nutcracker when I came in here to the ham shack. additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Jeep, and Glover. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy, and everybody on the list, just check me in and out.
DOS. Check in and out. KI-4. DLW Randy. KJ-4. CRL Linda. Up in Asheville.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Minister Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy. And his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Randy, meant to back up one. You get the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my list. I appreciate you being with us. And the door prize is bragging rights for a week. That's about the best I can come up with right now. But I'm working on something else. We'll see what happens first of the year. But you you made it tonight there, Randy. Appreciate you being with us. And tell Linda we said hello. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That very first station that checked in with me, I got KO4, and then you got down in my noise level, and I couldn't quite pull you out. Try speaking a little bit louder, or maybe get a little closer to your microphone. Try it again. Give me the rest of your call and your name and location, please. India Whiskey, KO4IW, correct?
That's
fine. You in the log, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm having a little trouble with you tonight, but for some reason it's down right there well, there's a lot of bacon frying in the background. But I do have you in the log, and appreciate you being with us, and I hope you have a good evening, what's left of it. Also like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Well, that sounds like it got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We are thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI-4DOS. Well, let's see. I got another EchoLink station up before I start reading of the SwapNet book. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. KI-4DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan and Grindle. No traffic, no comment, but just listen. 73.
I'd like to say good evening to K4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Juan, you slipped up on me tonight using Echo Link, but you sounded good there, young man. It's doing a good job for you, and you sound almost as good on Echo Link as you do on your radio. But appreciate it there, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start greeting in a swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. As an HF transceiver, he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a NISBE DG503. That is a digital SWR watt meter. Works HF and VHF. He has the box and the manual. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC745. HF transceiver, it works 160 through 10 meters. He would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ962D. That's a full legal limit roller inductor tuner. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. This has the built-in antenna tuner and comes with a power supply. It's in good condition. He has the box and the manual, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an Astron linear power supply. It's an Astron RS 35A, that's a 35 amp power supply. He would like $135 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS140S. He would like $250 for it, or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for an LDG DTS-6. That is a six-position antenna switch that this fellow's looking for. Does anyone need any fields? Please just see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4WFU, Ken, Simpsonville.
Evening, K4WFU, Mr. Ken, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve, and I'm an Inman.
KE4IR, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a W2 I8 band audio equalizer and noise gate. It would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's an MFJ 490 menu driven memory gear. It would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a homebrew power supply. This is a big, heavy power supply. It's at least a 35 amp, maybe bigger than that. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? up is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC50 desk, Mike. It would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The MUP is for sale. It's a high gain TH3 Junior. That's a small tri-band beam, 10, 15, 20 meters. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Vertex Standard VX1700. That's an HF transceiver. Would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MAT-30 automatic antenna tuner. It would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-259B antenna analyzer. It would like $175 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Pyramid 12-amp power supply. It would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX-100. That's a 10-meter transceiver. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two 10-foot sections of Ron 25G tower. He would like $75 each for those, or $150 for both. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It is a top section of a Ron 25G tower. It has the mast pipe at the top. Put the rotator down inside the tower, and then you run the mast up through the mast pipe, and it helps support that. And it would like $125 for the top section. Does anyone need any fields? So that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed out there and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anyone list anything, so I don't have to go through all of that tonight. So we'll see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson.
Say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Folks, I didn't have anyone say that they were going to stay in for comments. So is there anyone out there that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. One last call for additional check-ins, or anyone that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS.
DOS, KO4NUE.
Good, go ahead.
Hey, Gary, for the conversation last night, I came home from the deer camp this afternoon and got an antenna question for you.
It may not be right, and it may not be wrong. What one you want, but I got one.
Not that I had to get my phone. So last night we were having a conversation about this antenna. Came home and put the antenna analyzer on it, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get impedance off of that, but I do want to share something with you right quick. So, I'm trying to get my picture up on my phone so I can give you the information here. All right, so we discussed yesterday that I put up the G5RV with the home-built dipole that I built, and they were, I don't know, maybe 6 inches apart, 50, 60 feet up in the air, I guess. So I came home, was going to tear everything down, like we discussed last night,
but I decided to put the antenna analyzer I've got on it with both of them up there and take a reading. So I took a picture of it with both antennas together. I'm showing a Z or a ohms of some sort at 149.5 ohms. Let me let this drop. Then I took my dipole down and laid it completely on the ground and put the G5RV right back up and took another reading. And my analyzer is telling me that I have a Z reading in ohms of 114.7. So when I dropped the dipole, my dipole, it was right at 150 ohms with both of them together. And when I dropped my dipole, it was at 114. Now, I'm not sure what that Z is, but let me let this drop and give you the rest of the information. I instantly could hear better. It's still not as good as my dipole, but it was noticeably different. Now, propagation was really good on 80 meters tonight, but one thing I did notice with this G5RV is that Anna came in and was in the kitchen, and she turned on the garbage disposal in the kitchen, and I heard every on my radio, which I'm assuming I picked up on the antenna, all of that noise coming off of the garbage disposal. Every time that thing hit a piece of something in the garbage disposal, I could hear AC noise coming through the antenna. I was not able to do that when both of them were up in the air, but just with the G5RV and nothing on it, I guess that's telling me I'm hearing better. I'm probably hearing things I don't want to hear, but I am hearing better. So let me stop there, KO4NUE. Just like to hear your comments on that.
Chad, that could be coming from all kinds of different places. I'm glad that the Z, which is the impedance of the antenna, dropped. So that was saying that those two antennas were coupling together some, one was causing interference to the other. With the dipole on the ground and the G5RV still up in the air. And now you are, did you hear the garbage disposal before, or did you ever notice it? That's my first question.
No, I know she has run the garbage disposal while both antennas were in the air. When my dipole was dropped and the G5RV went back up, I heard the garbage disposal. I think I've heard the dishwasher. I'm pretty sure it was the dishwasher. I went in there and opened the door to shut it down, and the noise went away. Now, I just want to be clear. I'm not talking about noise coming from the dishwasher making noise or washing the dishes. I'm talking about some type of RF noise coming through the antenna. It's not that kind of noise. You understand what I'm saying? It's RF or noise, RF noise.
The next question is did you check all the connections on that G5RV? You could have a loose connection. A cold solder joint would make stuff like that happen. It'll let all kinds of crazy things in. I got RF in the shack here one time, and it was one of my jumper cables. I've had to do a lot of research and development to find out, because I got a bunch of jumper cables. But I had a bad jumper cable. The shield had come loose on one connector and had caused RF to get in the shack. I'm not saying that that's necessarily what is causing yours, but that's where I would start. I would start by checking connectors, solder joints, and stuff like that. Those machines with the AC motors in there, they can cause that. They spin up, they create electromagnetic force, and that can be considered as RF, and you know, you can't hear that. If you take a transistorized radio, you know, like one of the little pocket ones we used to carry when we were little, you walk around the neighborhood, and if there is a transformer arcing over, you'll hear it on the AM broadcast bands, and it'll come in there real big time as static. So can't quite do that with RF in your shack, but that'd be my suggestion and my first place I'd look, Chad.
Let me be clear. I'm not complaining. What I'm saying is that the antenna is hearing. It's hearing better. And let me word it like that. It's still hearing things I don't want to hear. But at least I know it's hearing. So with that, when I heard all of the RF over the radio, I got probably 10 feet of extra coax out in the antenna field. So I rolled it up into about a 5-inch roll, by 5-inch loops. Just kind of like you roll up rope and taped them off. And then came back in and turned the dishwasher and the radio back on. And I was not able to hear the AC noise coming from the dishwasher after the cable was rolled up. And I'm not exactly sure what that means. I think it's filtering it out somehow or something. I don't exactly know what's going on. But at any rate, I just want to let you know, we talked last night a little bit about this, and I told you I'd come and hook my analyzer up. So that's the information I got. I don't know exactly what it means right now, but just wanted to share that with you and the net. And it's something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's more than I had, and I'll take it. So with that, KO4NUE, I'll turn it back over to you, Gary.
Chad, well, when you roll that coax up in a five-inch circle, I don't know how many turns you got there, but you created an RF choke, which filters out some of the unwanted noise, along with other things. But that's what you made. You made an RF choke, and when you coil that up, when I put my beams up, if you'll, next time you're over, you'll notice I call it a drip loop. It's not really a drip loop. It is a loop in there to allow the antenna to turn all the way around, you know, from one side to the other and back again. But there is another loop up there. It's just it's a coil. It's another RF choke. And it's I think it's about 8 or 10 turns around. And that's an RF choke, and that helps with the antennas up there, and so that's what you did, and that's a good thing. That doesn't hurt your antenna at all. It doesn't hurt the transmitter, the receive. Well, it makes the receive a little better. You did good there, buddy.
I told you I'd do it, and that's what I got. But I don't want to hold everybody up with that. But just wanted to pass that along to you. So, all right, well, Gary, I'm gonna clear on out. I'll hang around after if you close the net, I guess, for a few minutes. But with that, just hello to you and Merry Christmas, sir. And I'll be clear. Back to you, Gary.
Well, you take care. Appreciate you coming in there and talking with us a little bit. Hope that helped you out a little bit. I don't know if it did. Might have confused you a little more. You know, sometimes I talk in circles. But that's all good, I guess. But do appreciate you coming in and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, as always, and look forward to doing it again. Tell Miss Sam, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. And out, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, over here in Gastonia. 7-3 as well.
Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative, and in and out, heading to bed. 7-3.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WX4DAT, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Danny, how did the Simplex net go tonight? I forgot to come in here and turn mine on and see if I could get you.
Let's see. I thought they had close to 30 check-ins, which is that's real good. And it went very well tonight, very well. And that's all right. Maybe there'll be another Wednesday. Just show up. How's that?
Well, I'll jump in there. I've gotten it written down here. I'm going to put it on the calendar. I got it on my notepad. But I'll put that on the calendar and see if I can't get in here next Wednesday and see if I can make contact. I can hit your repeater on UHF, so I may be able to reach out there and touch you with 2 meters. I hope I can. That'd be real cool if I could talk that far on Simplex. But appreciate it there, Danny. You take care, and we'll try to catch you on the next Wednesday night Simplex net. Also like to say good evening to W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, WX4DAT. Yeah, I said that. All you got to do is make it to Shelby. We got a relay out there. We got a number of relays, but he's about the far west, southwest, no, west. He's in Shelby, so all you got to do is make it to Shelby, Roger.
Well, we'll try it and see. Like I said, according to the repeater book, I'm 81 miles on the UHF repeater, and I can bring it up and talk to you on it. So maybe I can get up there on 2 meters. We're going to try it and see just for giggles.
Hey, you always do a good night. I sure appreciate you, man. And we'll catch you on. If not, we'll catch you back here. It's getting to be a pretty regular thing now. So, anyways, this is WX4DAT, back in the net, and Take care now. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope I talk to you again before Christmas and again before New Year. But if I don't, have a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. Additional check-ins or additional comments all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative.
Say good evening, KX4YM, Minister Scott over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope they're doing good and hope you're doing good as well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, I'm going to wrap it up tonight, looks like. I appreciate all you fine folks out there in radio land that came in and checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll submit my net report, and then I'll finish closing the net out. But folks, we had a grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that came in and checked in with me. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt will be calling. That's WG4MC. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.